You're tuned in to the Full Circle Magazine Weekly News Audiocast Update, where we feed you no chit-chat news about Ubuntu and free software. You can find more information like this at www.fullcirclemagazine.org.
Although Fedora was a popular operating system, it lacks Ubuntu in one major area: support. Canonical's long-term support model has proven to be a major benefit to Ubuntu users. Fedora, however, has a much shorter life cycle. As of November 30th of this year, Fedora 27 has now reached end of life only weeks after its one-year anniversary. That means more frequent upgrades are necessary. Russian internet company Yandex is releasing its first smartphone, simply called the Yandex phone. The Russian search giant has its own maps, weather, GPS apps, and Alice, a take on a virtual assistant. Despite all of the in-house development, the company will be using Android 8.1 on this entry-level phone. Perhaps this is another untapped opportunity for Ubuntu Touch to become an option for independent manufacturers. Ubuntu Touch development continues to go strong. The OTA 6 release of the mobile OS is now in deployment. A number of bugs in the OS and browser, currently named Morph, have been fixed, as well as in-call audio quality improvements on several key devices. Also worthy of note is that the vibrant community hub on Telegram is quickly approaching 2,000 members as they continue to send the clear message that they are here to stay.
In Linux kernel news, the single-thread indirect branch predictors, or STIBP, slowdown has been addressed by Linus Torvalds. STIBP counters Spectre variant 2, but caused major slowdowns. Sticking with his no-swearing resolution and regular Sunday night kernel release candidate announcements, Torvalds has proposed a solution in Linux 4.20 RC5, which gives the option for apps to enable STIBP on a more selective basis. Nutty, a GUI networking and monitoring tool, has been released. While Nutty is made for elementary OS, it will work on any Ubuntu-based operating system. The application can display network card information, network and data usage, and test upload and download speed. The information it displays comes from various tools like Nmap and Traceroute. British and Chinese researchers from UK's Lancaster University and China's Northwest University and Peking University have developed a new artificial intelligence-based attack against text captchas, which could make them obsolete. The use of artificial intelligence makes the new captcha solver a lot less time-consuming and labor-intensive. The research team showed in the study that their new CAPTCHA solver is very efficient, considering that it can be used to solve CAPTCHAs in up to 0.05 seconds with the help of a desktop GPU.
You've been listening to the Full Circle Magazine Weekly News Audiocast Update. Be sure to tune in next time. Special thanks to Arnfried Wahlbrecht for content creation.